Bricked up, rocked up, damn girl, oh man, I don't know. Filled up, filled up, damn girl, I'll be getting back to you for sure. Man, man. Laced up, dripped up, sauced up, damn girl, I wanna ride with you. Waved up, blowing up, blowing up, growing up, had to get it popping with you.
What if I pick you up from your house? We should get out. We haven't talked in a while, we should roll. Just see where it goes. I saw potential in you from the go. You know that I did. I don't know if you know, but I know who you are. You could be big as Madonna, just get in the car and then let's touch the road. Don't make other plans. Say you get up early, you work for the man. Well, he'll understand. Pull up, I'm pulling up on you in 10. Already on 10. Big as Madonna, I'll say it again. Soon as you get in, oh, no, no.
Bricked up, rocked up, damn girl, oh man, I don't know. Filled up, filled up, damn girl, I'll be getting back to you for sure. Man, man. Laced up, dripped up, sauced up, damn girl, I wanna ride with you. Man, man. Waved up, blowing up, blowing up, growing up, had to get it popping with you. And I do it.
Again, Madonna by Drake off If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. If you're curious, we're also rating the albums. I gave that one right there a 4 out of 5 stars or an 8 out of 10. Bit of nostalgia mixed in there. And also, I just think, like, a lot of the songs are some of Drake's best. I just can't deny. Complete switch up now. We're going through the list. This was one of the albums my friend sent me. He actually sent it to me this morning. And it's a double album, so it was quite the heavy listen to in the morning. Very experimental, very ambient. It's by the band Swans. The album is Soundtracks for the Blind. It was their 10th studio album right before their disbandment in 1997. Of course, they've come back together since then in the 2010s and released classics like To Be Kind and The Glowing Man and The Seer most recently. But this album here is like a monolith for them. It's like a massive departure. Great Annihilator, the album before it, kind of had some sounds that were similar, but huge step forward in evolution in their sound, and a perfect mixture of, like, I think my friend described it to me as like lucidity and moments of psychosis. This track I'm going to be playing for you is one of the longer ones. It's a 15-minute kind of like ambient song that works its way into a huge build. Hope you enjoy it. The song is called Helpless Child, so I'm just going to start it right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Again, that's tomorrow at 8 p.m. Bitcoover. Make sure to check it out. Definitely a dope show, especially if you like some chiptune and electronic music. You know, some longer pieces, but also some things that are kind of Crystal Castles-esque with, like, that, what's it called? Like, circuit bending of, like, the Akai, or not the Akai, the Atari that they used on that album, the Atari game system. Going to be playing another long track for you. I hoped we'd have enough time to finish it. It is really long, so I'm actually only going to be able to play you a portion of it. But it is off another album, which was Album of the Day 3 days ago, I believe. I've played the album before. It goes by the name F-sharp, A-sharp Infinity by the Montreal-based band Godspeed You Black Emperor. This one came out in 1997, and it's actually really interesting. I definitely recommend you look into the backing of it. There's a whole esoteric plane on which they derive different keys and different frequency spectrums and how they are supposed to make you feel on the album in terms of emotionality. Of course, that's just some extra stuff. Another really interesting thing about it is there's two different releases. The LP, or the vinyl release, is actually shorter but longer at the same time. It runs for about 40 minutes, but right at the end of the vinyl, there is an infinite loop. So it'll get caught in that, and it'll just keep spinning your record over and over and playing these loop of this like intensely sad strings, which I think is beautiful. But I'm going to be playing you a track off the CD version, which is also the Spotify release. The track is local-based. It actually goes by the name East Hastings. It's, again, monumental, super long, built into different parts, but I really recommend you keep your ears open to this and not change this channel. It's definitely worth putting your time in. I'm going to have time to play you about 10 minutes of it. But before that, make sure to stay tuned for After Me. It's going to be typically Tuesdays again at 3 p.m., so definitely check that out. I know I'm going to be listening to it again. But yeah, just going to leave you here with East Hastings by Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Thank you.